From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 2nd. We'll see mostly cloudy skies this morning, then some gradual clearing and a peak of sunshine this afternoon. Look for high around 32. Today is Giving Tuesday, and the Illinois Attorney General is offering tips for charitable donations today and during the holiday season. Kwame Raoul says under Illinois law, fundraisers and charitable organizations are required to register each year with his office. He recommends researching the charity yourself, pay close attention to the name of the charity, ask if the charity is registered with the Attorney General's office, and be careful of giving online. And do not pay in cash or send peer-to-peer payments with apps like Venmo or Zelle. If you suspect a scam, Attorney General Raoul recommends you keep notes detailing the date and time of a solicitor's call, the organization's name, and the name of the solicitor. Raoul also advises donors to try remembering the pitch and any other pertinent information. The Illinois Attorney General's office has links to information and charitable organizations registered with the state of Illinois on its website. You may want to keep hand sanitizer, a mask, and vitamin C on your list of essentials this winter, as flu season is expected to be worse than usual. The flu vaccine is less effective this year because it was developed to protect against strains that have already morphed and changed. But the University of Chicago's Dr. Emily Landon says there are ways to stay healthy this winter.
Stay away from people that are coughing on the train, at the grocery store. Wash your hands after you do all that shopping because there are people there who are still shopping even though they're not feeling good. You know, masks and hand sanitizer are your friend.
Dr. Landon says getting enough sleep and eating healthy are also crucial to boosting your immunity, which will help fight the flu if you do get it. And she says even though the flu vaccine is less effective this year, she says some protection is better than none. A notable downstate leader has endorsed Raja Krishnamoorthy for U.S. Senate. Former Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon announced her endorsement of Krishnamoorthy in a video released Monday. Simon is the acting associate dean and associate professor at the SIU Simmons School of Law. She says that Krishnamoorthy is primed to step into the traditions of some amazing U.S. senators such as Dick Durbin, Barack Obama, and her late father, Paul Simon. Krishnamoorthy is in a crowded field for the vacant Senate seat following the retirement of U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. It has attracted 22 candidates, including 14 Democrats and 8 Republicans. The primary will be held in March. The Share Library Consortium connects the patrons of 300 libraries across central and southern Illinois. The program allows users to borrow from the system's more than 8 million available items. This fall, Share installed new scanners to update its sorting capabilities and technology at their hubs in Carbondale, Edwardsville, and Champaign. Colleen Dittenmeyer with the Illinois Heartland Library System says the new technology will help improve accuracy in book delivery.
That's one thing we've kind of realized is how much before were we incorrectly sending an item to the wrong library and even to maybe another hub before it got back to that library and it said, oh, it was supposed to actually go to this other library.
Dittenmeyer says the increased effectiveness in sorting books will free up employees to tackle other tasks in the library system. And John I. Logan College has kicked off a $6 million construction project that will redefine the college's primary entrance and create a more modern, expanded hub for students and visitors. The West Lobby and Logan Hall expansion will add more than 6,000 square feet to the college's existing footprint. The renovation features a gathering and event space, along with a welcome area and new offices for the John A. Logan College Foundation and a board and meeting room. During construction, the front entrance to the West Lobby will be closed. Work is expected to be completed by May of 2027. Weather-wise today, look for mostly cloudy skies this morning. We'll see some sunshine and gradual clearing this afternoon. Look for high near 33. That'll give way to mostly clear conditions tonight with an overnight low of 22. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer and a high near 42. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.